Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Guys, welcome to another episode of No Reserves Football. I'm here with Alex. We are doing this a little bit late because A, my girlfriend is off for the week and it's getting kind of hard to find free time, and B, Alex had an emergency, so we're probably gonna Thursday. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is up, guys? Glad to join you today. Hope a bunch of you are listening here. Unfortunately, I had to postpone yesterday, but everything is good now. So ready to jump into this. It's finally NFL time, yeah.
Yes, it is finally NFL time. We have the schedule. We're going to give our predictions, and we might even give some of the betting lines. I'm not a huge bettor as far as the games go. Like, if I got some money, I'll put some money on a game. My biggest bet was I put, I remember a $50 bet.
I remember as well.
On the Jaguars-Chargers playoff game. And I went to bet at halftime, and they were up. It was something ridiculous. It was like a 28-point lead. And I woke up, and I was just out of that money, and I was so sad. I remember waking up, reading the chat, and going up to where I left off with my friends, and the first message I read was, "Welp, looks like Angela was right about this one," and then the final message, the last message before they went to bed was, "Screw you, Angelo." I was like, "Oh no, what happened?"
Should be mentioned as well that those are the $50 that you won from like that league that we made. Yeah. It was a basketball league that you trash talked all the way to the end and won it, and then used that all of our money on that. So pretty good.
Listen, I should have won. There's no reason the Chargers should have lost that game. How do you not just run out that game up 28? I don't understand. Chargers gonna Chargers, I guess.
Brandon Staley special.
I should have bet that money. And then I bet some remaining money on the Bengals Chief game, and I don't want to talk about that either.
Just those bad memories.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty rough playoff for me last year. Pretty rough. But anyways, so we might as well get into some of the meat and potatoes because there's not a lot of news. Travis Kelce apparently injured himself during practice today, and he is, I believe, questionable, or he's not going to be playing in the game. Is that correct?
He's questionable right now, but I mean, it doesn't sound great. Apparently, he hyperextended his knee today in practice. So, and I mean, Andy Reid doesn't seem too optimistic that he will play, but the ruling right now is that he's in doubt to play, basically. He's questionable.
Yeah. Which, it's week one. Honestly, I'd sit him because you're the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not like you're playing under, like, duress. So, you got to play the long game. You got to be more worried about Travis Kelce's health than winning this one particular game. You're the Chiefs. You'll be fine, even if you lose it.
They're almost like a touchdown favorite versus the Bears at home, versus the Lions at home. So, Understandable if they sit.
Might as well get into this. So, does the Kelce news change the way you look at the outcome of this game, or what do you predict is going to happen during this game, this Thursday night opening day matchup, Lions at Chiefs?
I mean, before the Kelce news, the Chiefs were like a 6.5 points favorite. I thought the line was basically on the nose. I think they're basically a touchdown better than the Lions. Right now, it's -5.5. I wouldn't be shocked if it's -5 by the time the game starts with the Kelce news, especially if he's ruled out.
Is
So,
Chris
I mean,
Jones
at
going to play, by the
minus.
way? Isn't he also holding out?
Yeah, he's holding out. I don't think. I mean, there was a report today that Chris Jones, Justin Jefferson, and Nick Bosa, and I believe it was another dude, like all of them had deals on the table that would make them the highest paid at their position. But I don't know. I don't think he will play at this point. None of the reports seem to indicate that they are close. I think I read like yesterday that they were around 9 million apart. I don't know if that's per year. If that's per year, that's huge, or if it's overall contract. But 9 million, it's still quite a bit. I wouldn't expect them today to play this week. But I mean, if it goes down to -5, I think it's the Chiefs are pretty easy bet to me.
The Chiefs or the Lions?
Oh, the Chiefs. I think full. I mean, I think overall we are hyping up the Lions too much, and the books are telling us that.
I actually agree with you. And one of the things I was actually going to say, you kind of took the words out of my mouth, is what if we are overestimating the Lions offense based on the weak schedule they had last year? And this is actually going to be closer to like a 31-20 game than like a 35-38 game that a lot of people are projecting.
Yeah, I mean, the total is crazy as well, like 53.5. I believe last year's totals were an average of around 44, if not mistaken. So it's 10 points higher than the average last year. And I mean, I heard this argument on the other day while watching a podcast, hearing a podcast, that it was basically like the Lions last year were basically a top 5 to top 8 offense, and their defense was around top 28, bottom 28. So they were the 28th offense overall in the league. Pretty darn bad. And we are if we are projecting that like their defense gets better, which I think it's fair to say, they got improvements basically everywhere in the defense. If we are saying that they improved to like average around 15 or so, that's a huge like improvement. That's like 14 spots from the season prior. And is their offense is basically the same or around top 5. I mean, you team that is usually like around top 3, top 5 offense in the league and has unusually average defense, it's the Chiefs. So we are basically saying that they will be closer to the Chiefs, and the books are telling us that like they are around a touchdown underdog versus the Chiefs. So this basically tells us that we are probably overhyping the Lions way too much this offseason, and that the gap still is pretty
Hello?
massive between the two teams.
So I agree with that too, because I think one of the things that a lot of people have been talking about is the Lions defense has to get better. The Lions defense has to get better. And I agree with that, but no one asked the follow-up question, which is how much better exactly is the Lions going to get? The Lions aren't going to be a top 10 defense. Let's be real. So
Yes, from like 28 to 10 would be massive.
they're facing one of, if not the best offenses in the NFL, even without Travis Kelce. I've heard a lot of good things about the wide receiver room in Kansas City, like a scary amount of good things. So I don't, and plus you still have Patrick Mahomes. So I don't think even without Kelce, I think the game plan changes, but I don't think they're going to struggle to put up points.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing. One of my favorite bets, actually, before the lines were removed because of the Kelce news, was a prop bet here that I don't have in Portugal, but I've seen a lot here in the sports book in the US, which was a receiving prop of Sky Moore over 3.5, I believe, receptions. I think that's a
Oh,
massive
easily.
smash. Yeah, I
Easily.
mean, that line was pretty stunning to me. 3.5 for a guy like him. I mean, it was before the Kelce news, but I think he will be the most targeted wide receiver in that group, so.
So I try not to get too much into like the hype of training camp news because a lot of BS is spoken during training camp. But I will say The way that Andy Reid spoke, he spoke as if Rashee Rice and God, Justin Ross were going to be used in specific.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Plays informations. You know who he whose name he didn't bring up? Sky Moore. That means yeah. Sky Moore is already slotted in to be in almost every formation that the Chiefs have, along with, I'm assuming, MVS.
Yeah.
He's gonna be out there.
Yeah, and we mentioned that across the offseason that like Sky Moore and MVS were basically in every single wide receiver and two wide receiver sets that they were running. So it was always Sky Moore and MVS, and the rest basically rotated. So I think Rashee this year is probably like last season's Sky Moore. So rookie wide receivers here usually don't do a whole lot. You have like Sky Moore, you also have Mecole Hardman, who didn't do a whole lot in his rookie season. So yeah, I think like none of those like younger wide receivers will have a massive impact year one.
Yeah, and I could totally see that. So moving on, well, not moving on. Who do you have winning this game? I have Kansas City Chiefs, and I think it's probably going to be closer to 28-10.
Yeah, I agree. I also have the Kansas City. I think it will be closer. I think it will be around a 10-point game, but definitely the under. Under on the 53.5. I think it's a around 50-point game or 45, around 45 to 50. And probably have the Chiefs winning 27-17, I think. So, yeah. The Chiefs, like, basically win by a touchdown or more, in my opinion.
Okay. So, oh my God, I'm like a kid on Christmas. What game to pick from last? Let's pick a boring one. Kansas City Lions are kind of exciting. Let's see. What's a boring one? I can see some interesting stuff there. It's really hard to find a boring.
Everything is so exciting right now.
I know. What about Cardinals Commanders? That probably has to be the most boring. If I'm not mistaken, the Commanders are projected 7-point favorites over the Cardinals. And apparently the Cardinals are playing Russian roulette with their starting quarterback before the game. So
they're at least not telling us who is going to start.
Because they apparently need every advantage they can get. And it isn't obvious who their starting quarterback is. At least I don't think it is.
They probably do need every single advantage that they have available.
So
but yeah, at this point, I even think like usually I believe there's like press conference and so on for the starting quarterback. I believe it's on Wednesdays, and they are basically not sending any QB out there, so they are even hiding us in that regard as well.
This is just stupid. I'm sorry, but this. This is the move you make when you're a desperate organization who's probably going to be competing for Caleb Williams. Let's be real.
You see the locker room video? Did you see like the hype video from their head coach?
Was the hype video akin to a funeral? That's probably the.
Yeah, it was basically that. It was terrible. Like, the dude basically had no energy whatsoever. And all he could say was, like, he wanted a team full of killers. And if you're a killer, you're good. And basically, they need, winning. I don't know what he said, like, exactly. But it was basically, the team needed winning attitude to have winning attitude. So it was to just went in circles, basically.
You're the Cardinal! You know what this gives me vibes of? This gives me kneecap suit vibes from Dan Campbell's first, like, Oh my God. First, like,
Press
major
conference.
interview, and
Yeah.
then he just flummed it. He flummed
Yeah,
it.
but I mean, at least with Campbell, you could see the passion, you could see like the fire and so on, and that he was actually like feeling what he was saying. With
Right.
the Cardinals head coach, you could just see that he was at the loss for words. He had no energy whatsoever. It was just, I mean, it was just saying words, and I think you could see in the guys' faces in that locker room that they just know that they are kind of screwed.
He's a defeated man already, and the season hasn't even started.
That said, though, I think I will take the Cardinals plus 7 here.
I what? Well, I
I
mean,
mean,
it is
it's.
the Commanders. I mean,
I mean, I like the Commanders, but it's week one. I mean, we know very little of these teams. I like Sam Howell, but Sam Howell might be terrible as well. So,
exactly.
I mean, in like it's week one. A touchdown is a lot for two teams that we don't think will be amazing. Yeah.
I agree.
And I actually like, I don't hate the Cardinals defense, as weird as it sounds.
No, they have a lot of good pieces on paper. It's just, what do they have on offense?
I mean, what did they add last year? It was terrible, but I mean,
D
they
Hop,
still.
Sky Moore.
Hop was hurt though, wasn't he? Like to end the season or
I believe
something?
Hop was hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know he missed like the first games for the PD stuff, but I think he then was hurt to end the season, but I'm not
Zach
sure.
Ertz until he got hurt as well. Yeah,
Yeah.
the
He got hurt
Cardinals
as well.
just, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I would take the plus 7. I mean, it's the teams that we don't love. So I could definitely see this being like a 14 to 10 game, one of those really boring games to start the season.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
So
so.
you like the spread, but you have the Commanders winning, let's be real.
Yeah, the Commanders are winning, but I don't think they win by more than 7, personally.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm in the same boat. I could see it like beating a team by over a touchdown week one, that's probably going to be hard task considering no one's played football yet. So you're going to have people who aren't in game shape yet. You're going to have, communication. You're not going to have your whole plays like all set up with chemistry with everyone on that line. Like, nah, yeah, I could totally see it's closer than a 7-point game, or it is on the money a 7-point game. So, Cardinals, I guess you take the points. I just wouldn't feel good betting on the Cardinals. So,
That
but
said,
yeah,
though,
I
you
agree.
just mentioned
Commanders should win.
that you don't want to take like those teams winning by that much early in the season. But I mean, if we skip like to the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans game at Baltimore, I'm
Let's
definitely
go.
taking the Ravens minus 10.
Let's go. You're taking the Ravens with 10 points attached?
10 points. I would probably take them up to 14, to be frank.
What?
I think that the Texans come out flat.
I don't. I think the Texans are going to come out better than the Cardinals. So we might as well go to that. Okay,
I
so
mean,
I'm not pie in the sky. I'm not saying the Texans are going to beat the Ravens, but 10 points?
yeah,
I'll give
I think
CJ.
it will
I'll
be
give
bad.
CJ Stroud a closer game than 10 points.
I will not. After what I saw in preseason and what I saw from him in college that I didn't like, I think the dude will be in trouble.
Okay, this just in. After test, the Chiefs said they believe Travis Kelce's ACL is indeed intact, per Adam Schefter. They will test on Wednesday to determine availability for. So yeah, Travis Kelce is fine. He just might be in jeopardy of missing week one.
Nothing long term, but I mean, inflammation on the knee isn't great. But
Yeah, no.
it's better than swelling. The swelling you really can't control. So let's hope it's just inflammation that goes down as the week goes on.
Right. But anyway, Ravens, Texans. You really don't think the Houston Texans have 10 points in them?
I think they have
Six
10
minutes
points
with
in them.
the
I think they score
Texans.
like around 10 points, but that defense isn't stopping that Ravens offense. I think it's a massive blowout. It's like a 27 to 10 game.
I am sorry. I cannot get on this bandwagon that everyone seems to be on, that the Ravens offense is suddenly going to smoothlessly, without any hiccups, transition from focused more on running and Lamar Jackson running and transitioning to more passing, which is what every report out of camp is saying, and this is going to be a seamless transition. No! Give me those 10 points! This is going to be a lot... I think this is going to be a lot uglier, especially to start the season for the Ravens, than people are giving it credit for. Give me those 10 points.
I think CJ Stroud comes out looking terrible. I think that defense is terrible. I don't think they will get enough pressure on Lamar to make him make any mistakes, actually. And that secondary isn't that great, in my opinion. They have some players that I don't hate.
Like, we're acting like Lamar is just world beater. Lamar doesn't need to get pressured to make bad throws or mistakes. He's not. He hasn't historically proven to be a good passer anyway.
He has shown to be an accurate passer. And especially on the deep ball, he's pretty good. And I'm one of his biggest critiques, but criticizers,
critics.
I guess.
Critics.
Yeah, yeah, critics. But yeah, I still think it's more than enough to beat this Houston Texans team, especially from what I saw in preseason. I think it's... I like their head coach. I think it will be a rough start.
It will probably be a rough start, but I think it's going to be rough for Baltimore too. So give me the points, but Baltimore wins. Because, I mean, it's 10 flipping points. If I'm not mistaken, that's the biggest spread of week one.
It is. It is. Yeah.
And they're only projected 44 points. So what are they having the score at? Like,
27-10. For me, 27-10. Under it. And the Ravens minus 10 hits.
No. I think you're just dead wrong on this. I think the Texans are going down, but I don't think they're going down like the Lions could go down to the Chiefs. Isn't that sad? I think I'm giving the Texans more credit than the Lions.
It does say something about you that you were kind of giving more credit. I mean, you're probably just giving more credit to the Chiefs than the Ravens.
I'm giving more credit to the Chiefs offense, yes. Because the Chiefs offense aren't transitioning to something they've never done before. So, speaking of bad defenses and bad secondaries, Vikings-Bucks. So, I get the vibe of content creation around here, and it appears to be like a lot of people think that this could be one of the most high-scoring games of the week. The defenses are definitely bad enough to provide it, but the question is, will Baker Mayfield be good enough that you'll have two teams scoring a lot of points and not just one team scoring a lot of points?
You know my stance on Baker.
Yeah, I know. You're going. What is the spread on this thing anyway? Let's go over
six.
Here. 6 points in favor of the Vikings.
Yeah, at home.
The Vikings defense is pretty bad, bro.
It is. And like their linebacker core took a hit. Their secondary took a hit as well.
They told you they were a fraudulent 13-win team when they didn't go out and try and sign any major names. They know who they are.
Not only that, but they also moved some big names as well.
I might be crazy. I think the Buccaneers have a chance to upset the Vikings. I'm just saying it.
You are crazy. I do think the Vikings will score some points, though. So
yes, they should. Justin Jefferson should absolutely torch whatever is in the Buccaneers secondary. But
and I do think the Buccaneers also score some points.
I mean, you have Mike Evans, you have Chris Godwin, you have Rashad White catching passes, and you got basically nothing on that Vikings secondary. Like, man. If Baker doesn't perform, this could be catastrophic for the Buccaneers. Like the season.
With all that said, Vikings minus six.
I'll take the Bucks. and I'll take him to win it on the pick 'em.
Oh my god. I just think it will be one of those games where like they score some garbage time points. Like not even the head coach is good in top bowls. I think he's
What do
actually
we
like
got here?
The first coach getting fired.
We got 45.5 points. So we got literally a point and a half more than Ravens, Texans. Give me the over on the point spread, too. All Bucks. Let's go.
I'm actually going to go. So I think I have them going around 24-17. I think that's a good line. So give me the Vikings minus six and give me the under.
34-31 Vikings. Buccaneers win it on a game-winning field goal.
We do need to take note of all of our predictions here to keep track for the season as well. Should be
you're
a
Mr.
Fun
Spread. You're Mr. Spreadsheet, so you are probably you probably have the personality and skill set that is more equipped for that.
Yeah, I will work on that after the show. I'll just ask you your picks again, just to focus on this.
Oh God, you expect me to remember this? Okay. Okay.
I can actually like make things here, I think, as we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Should be bad.
So from that scorching hot take to probably a more lukewarm take. Actually, no. Let's go here. I got these two games. They're back to back on this my screen here, and I'm debating which one to go. Let's go, Titans, Saints. So there's no debate who I have. I'm going all Saints all day. And the betting has the Saints as a 3-point favorite, which give me that too, because the Saints are just going to be passing wild all season long. So give it to me. All right, give me the argument. Go ahead. Pick the Titans over the Saints. Alex, come on. Let's see it.
The Titans upset the Saints.
No, they don't. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
It's not happening.
I'm sorry. It is.
If it happens, it's going to be that slow, boring game.
And you just There's know it.
No, that's not happening.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
That Titans defense is not good enough to support that slow-moving game. Well, here's what's going to happen.
It's never good enough.
It's never good enough. It'll slow move, tic tac their way to seven, and the Saints just go down and boom, and it'll be a touchdown. It'll be a tie game, and eventually that slow moving offense will stall, and then it'll just be takeoff time for the Saints. I'm telling you, I got the Saints here.
I have actually no clue who's stopping Derrick Henry on the Saints. I just I'm lost on words. I mean, I don't know. I think it will be a typical Titans game. We have seen plenty of those. It's basically like run Derrick Henry, make a few like how do you call it? Those throws. It's not progression throws that I want to say. I'm completely lacking the word here. It's not even precision. It's like those timing throws when needed to push the offense. That Daniel is like okay at those. The intermediate to short stuff to keep the runs moving, the drive moving. And yeah, it's gonna be a typical Titans game. I think the defense, I mean, it's not great, but it's never been great. It's just okay, and it will work because Mike Vrabel is the better coach in this game, and he will outcoach Dennis Allen. And at the end of the day, I mean, fake Andy Dalton won't be able to do much to win
Andy
that game.
Dalton! You've stopped from calling him better Andy Dalton, and now you're calling him fake Andy Dalton? Fake
That's the
Andy
unique name.
Dalton!
That's
Derek
the new
Carr will
nickname
be
on
a
the
top
show.
10 quarterback by the end of this season.
Maybe in fantasy. Not in real life.
No.
I'm sorry.
He will. After he leads the Saints to the NFC South Division, I'm telling you, we got it. Derek Carr, underrated.
I'm sorry. It will be one of those. I think the Titans win it. I think it's a 2017 or a 17-14 type of game where
Not
the Titans
happening.
Win it by three. They win it by field goal in the end.
24-17 Saints, baby. Give me the Saints minus three.
Just taking notes of the spread. I'm not taking notes of the totals.
Okay, that's fine. Which is fine. I think, you know, how accurate we are in the wins and losses is more, at least for now, is more important than, you know, what our scores are. So, 49ers Steelers. The 49ers are up only 2.5, which is actually pretty jarring for me, considering the 49ers had like that stretch at the end of the season where they looked like they could have defeated anyone. You could have put the Bears from 1985 up there and they would have racked 30 on them. That's how dominant they looked. And really the only thing that stopped the 49ers was having to use Christian McCaffrey as quarterback in a playoff game. So just think about how much it took to actually derail the 49ers. They have them only 2.5 points favorite against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. What do you think?
It's my upset of the week.
You have the Steelers?
Yes, I do. I think the Steelers will come out guns blazing. The defense is completely healthy. There's no one really missing there, and the Niners won't have Bosa, from all I know right now. They won't have Bosa available. He's still holding out.
Well, here's the problem. They can come out guns blazing, but their quarterback is a Nerf gun.
So they the got same bullets. Thing as the Niners?
They got bullets. I think the Niners... I think the Niners have better weapons. I'm telling you.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I don't prefer Freiermuth, Pickens, Deontay Johnson over Deebo, Ayuk, and Kittle.
Get out of here with this. Are you really telling me Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk is not the superior like weapons cast here? Are we being serious here right now?
And Kenny Pickett. I think Kenny Pickett will show you that
the
he is
gun?
Actually him.
Him.
Himmy Pickett.
Himmy Pickett.
Himmy Pickett. Throwing dimes.
With that said, give me the 49ers. Give me the spread. You're insane. Do you not remember the end of last season when they didn't have to put in like a fullback in at quarterback? Do you not remember how like oppressive they looked? How dominant? No.
I just think Purdy won't start as hot as he did last year.
You mean what's Purdy have to do? That's me. Oh, hand off to Christian McCaffrey. Oh, screen to Christian McCaffrey. Oh, I see George Kittle up the seam. Let's go. Like, come on now.
Think you're underestimating the Pittsburgh Steelers, dude. I'm telling you. I mean, with that defense, I mean, Larry Ogunjobi, Cameron Ayer, TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, everyone is healthy. Minka still in the DB room. They also have Patrick Peterson there now, Joey Porter. I mean, I think that defense will cause a lot of trouble to the Niners, and the Niners won't have the pressure to get to Pickett.
The pressure to get to Pickett. Oh my god.
Yes. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers outright. I have them winning 20-17.
Man. I think that's uglier than me picking the Bucks to beat the Vikes.
I mean, you're picking like fake Johnny Manziel. I'm picking Kimmy Pickett.
Johnny Manziel? You just called him fake. Man, you with the fake. All right, let's go to one that's close to home since I'm literally like within driving distance of Cleveland. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. The Bengals are currently a 2.5 point favorite. What do you got?
I mean, as long as Joe Burrow is in that team, I'm picking Joe Burrow. I'm picking the Bengals.
So, normally I would agree with you, but I've watched the vast majority of Bengals games, and for whatever reason, the stupid Cleveland Browns always gives us fits. If I'm not mistaken, it's Joe Burrow's worst team. Like, it's the team he has the worst record against. I might pick the Browns. Like, Joe Burrow might not be 100%, despite what everyone's telling you. The Browns seem to have this amazing way of annoying the hell out of us.
And it is a division game. Those are
And
always
this is,
tricky.
yeah, I think I might go to the Browns. I think the Browns have a good chance of upsetting us week one and then putting a fire in us, and then we'll demolish them when it comes to Cincinnati. But I for this game in particular, I'm gonna go the Browns.
I'm just gonna
I
fade the
can't.
Browns
I'm
until I see
sick.
that offense doing
I'm
anything.
sick. So sick right now. But it's
Until
gonna
I
ha
see.
here's the I don't even think the offense has to be like good. I just think Myles Garrett has some voodoo magic. It's probably because the Bengals offensive line is so pedestrian all the time that he just gives us fits. So I don't think the Browns offense even has to be good. It just has to be like average.
I don't think until I see them being average or good, I'm not gonna back the Browns. So, give me the Bengals minus 2.5. I
That's the
do
pick I
think it
wanted to
will.
make, but my head wouldn't let me.
I do think it's a game, one of the highest scoring games of the week, though.
47.5, it's definitely one of the higher ones I saw. I think they could hit that, but I also think that there's as likely a chance that it's a slog game that ends at like 10-13 or 13-17. So I don't think I'd want to bet on that line of 47.5. That's just me.
Yeah, this makes sense though. As I was leaning towards the over, but it's a division game on week one, so
Yep.
maybe you changed my mind there, and the under might be the play.
Okay, I'm saving that for last. And if you don't know the last game we're going to talk about, then you haven't been paying attention. The Panthers and the Falcons. 3.5 point favorites are the Falcons. What do you got?
It's clearly the Falcons to me.
Clearly the Falcons, though.
Clearly the Falcons. They have
Clearly
the
the Falcons.
yes, they have the better offense, the better defense. It's clearly the Falcons. They will
I want
establish
to.
the run game and win it.
They will establish the run
Yeah.
game. Just keep giving it to Bijan. Bijan, 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 Bijan.
It's I don't even think it will be all Bijan. I think they will share the rock, but I mean, I just think Arthur Smith is such a good like designer of the running game that they basically just can give it to anyone and he will look good. I mean, you had like that random guy when Tyler Allgeier went down last year. I don't even remember his name, but you had like that random dude who popped out of nowhere and had 100 yards rushing like easily. It's just
Name
one of
like a
those
Cy.
things.
It started with an O. I think I know who you're talking about, but anyway, go on, sorry.
And yeah, I mean, it's just one of the things. Some coaches have this. We have talked about the Bills, like not having the better like running game and so on, and like Sean McDermott doesn't seem to have figured that part yet. And then you have coaches like Shanahan who can basically like scheme a running game in their sleep. And I think Arthur Smith is just one of those guys. I think he's pretty darn good at designing those run games. And it's just what will happen here. I think the line is solid. The defense will come out pretty solid. Some folks won't like it. I think it's a pretty solid defense.
So
Better than
here's my
average, in my
hot take.
opinion.
Here's my hot take of this game. The Panthers defense is better than the Falcons defense. That said, the Falcons weapons are miles better than the Panthers weapons, so I'm going the Falcons anyway.
I think just like I'm not sure how like at ease Bryce Young will be like week one. That offensive line looks shaky. And I mean, I think he has the
On
poise to
paper,
be
but
one of.
yes, the one we've seen it, that offensive line looks very gettable.
Yeah, I mean, he was constantly running for his life in preseason, so. And
Yeah.
he's not the biggest of dudes. I think he has the poise to be one of those QBs that can handle like the pressure and so on and can like play through the those hits. But it's still going to be rough to start. I think it's a team that gets better down the line.
Yeah, I agree with that generally. So, Eagles, Patriots. The Eagles, being the NFC contributors to the Super Bowl, are favored by only 4 points to the Patriots. Just kind of surprising. The over-under is 45 on this, too. That's pretty high for a Patriots game. What do you got?
I want to be bullish, but I gotta give it to the Eagles. I think it's Eagles
See?
minus four. I think it's a very close game. I think the line is dead on. I think it will be a 3 to 4 point game, but I'm still gonna give it to the Eagles here.
Yeah, it's the Eagles. There's no way. It's the Eagles.
Think
They
it's
have.
closer than we are expecting.
It could be, and maybe we're not giving Bill Belichick his dues because now the offense is run by someone who actually, did offense. Like schemed offense before.
It's run by
So,
someone, period.
yeah. So,
Last year it was like the Matt Patricia Joe Judge show, so.
I mean, I could see it being closer than I'm giving it credit for, but until I see the Patriots defense stifle all the weapons and Jalen Hurts on the Eagles offense, I'm gonna go with the Eagles on this.
I do think Mac Jones has a pretty solid game. I don't think he will turn the ball over. I think he will look solid, much much closer to what he looked year one than he looked year two. And I think he will shut down some folks. I'm expecting some good things from him this year.
That's fair. Okay, moving on to what might be the highest scoring game this week. We've talked about a lot of contenders for it. Dolphins. Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 3 points.
The over-under is 51.
The over-under is 51. Yes. What do you
And
got?
I'm going with the LA Chargers on a
Okay.
very close, very high-scoring game. I think it goes over.
I think it's very possible it goes over too. That said, I'm picking Miami.
Oh, outright or just.
All right.
All right. Ooh,
All right.
spicy.
It's not really that spicy. The offense is amazing.
They
Like,
are
they
basically
have.
telling you that it's a like dead even game because it's 3 points, which is usually like the home advantage.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically like a pick 'em. So that's kind of the thing. Like the Dolphins offense, the last time we saw them with when Tua was healthy, it's a pretty darn good offense. And I don't know, I think there's gonna be some hiccups from the way the Chargers got eliminated out of the playoffs. At least the Dolphins have something. We didn't have all our guns going. The Chargers did, and they blew a 28-point lead. I think that might still be on them to start the season, and I think Miami is going to pepper in the offense early and often.
Yeah, I think the main issue was Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley's still there, but I think they got the upgrade at the offensive coordinator role. And I think Kellen Moore will have the boys up and running. And I think it's an all offensive showing here. The Dolphins defense isn't the greatest. The DB's room is pretty bad without Jalen Ramsey there right now. They have your guy, Eli Apple now. He's playing there. I think it's gonna be an all-out offense show. I think neither of the defenses will be able to stop the other offense, but I do think the Chargers defense will be able to to get that last minute hold, and the Chargers win it. I can see
I
it
can see it
being,
going either way.
yeah, I think it will be around a 33 or 30 to 27 game. Yeah,
Could be
30 to
higher than that.
27.
I think it could be
Even
higher than
higher.
that. Yeah,
Damn.
I think we could see one of the teams get into the 40s.
Damn.
Yeah, it's gonna be it, there's gonna be a lot of freaking offense, is what I'm saying.
Okay. You were very bullish on this game. That would be great for fantasy.
That would be great for fantasy, and that is
Until the
why I have a lot of
touchdowns.
two stats.
Until the touchdowns goes to like that random fullback guy they used a lot, the Chargers, like Hovart or something like that. And the Dolphins touchdowns goes to like Cedric Wilson or something.
That would suck, I'm not gonna lie. So, next, let's talk about your team. Rams at Seahawks. Seahawks favored 5.5. You got.
I mean, I want to say the Seahawks have this. And if it wasn't a divisional game, I would say the Seahawks have this. But okay, I'm gonna stay with my Seahawks. I think it's risky for sure. But I think the Seahawks win it. I'm not sure if it's by 5.5, but I'm taking the five
Five
and
and
a
a half.
half here for the show.
I agree with you. See, the Rams are like Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald, and then a bunch of not much else, and Matthew Stafford, of course, and then a bunch of not much else. So, like, I have the Rams might be the team that I regret the most picking to go 9-8. Because I just don't see a lot with this Rams team. I really don't. I mean, you got Aaron Donald and you got Cooper Kupp. There's your offense, there's your defense, but there really isn't much around either of them. Like.
It is true. And I mean, my thing here is just that, like, the Rams are to the Seahawks what the Browns are to the Bengals here. It's usually their kryptonite. Even when the team isn't good, they like give them a lot of trouble. I remember, like, the Jeff Fisher days where the teams were god awful, but whenever they played Seattle, it was always a close game. And they even won it a lot of times. So that's why I'm a bit afraid of taking the 5.5, but I'm still gotta ride with my squad. I think the offense will look mighty fine with Geno at the helm. I don't think we will have Jaxon Smith-Njigba first game, but I still think the offense will dominate. I think the running game will be strong with Kenneth Walker and just Kenneth Walker, and the defense will be strong as well, even
And just
without.
Kenneth Walker, no Charbonnet love. You really did not like that Charbonnet guy,
I
huh?
did not like that Charbonnet guy, no. I mean, I would be pretty happy if he doesn't see a snap because I would be able to gloat in a lot of fantasy leagues. But the most likely thing is just that he takes over for Kenneth Walker, and I'm in, and I have to eat a love crow. But yeah, give me the Seahawks here, minus 5.5. I don't think
Charbonnet
the.
league.
I don't think the game goes over though. I think it's another. I'm picking a lot of unders here. I just don't think like the week one will be very high scoring.
Not a size going, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
So
a 24-17 game.
the contentious game of the week, not for us, but for a lot of people, Packers Bears. 1 point Bears favorite.
Seriously.
Seriously.
I think that line is completely off. I have no clue why the Bears are even favorite. I mean, they are telling us that the Packers in a neutral ground are a better team, but I think they are a better team by a lot more than 2 points in a neutral ground. I think the Packers come out and still own the Bears. I don't like this Bears roster a whole lot. Especially that defense. I think that defense is the worst in the division and one of the worst in the league. And I mean, You love Justin, you sort of like Justin Fields. So I'm not expecting much from Justin Fields as well. Maybe he improves again, like from 2000 to 2500 passing yards.
I
And
mean, I can
is
love
he.
Fields and acknowledge that the defense and the stuff around him isn't the best.
Yeah, it isn't. It isn't. And I'm not gonna back a team that was like that had like two or three wins last season, and now I suddenly expect them to jump. I have this like massive jump where they are now projected to go like 7.5 wins or so. I think that's asinine. I think the Bears lose here. I think they lose by more than a field goal. I don't think it's a close game, so it's probably a 21-17 game or so. Probably giving the Packers some love here that they shouldn't get, but yeah, I'm going with 21-17 Packers. Packers win and of course cover the spread. How about you?
I mean, I'm going Packers here, and I think when you have a 1-point spread, it's really not that big of a hot take to say they'll cover the spread. I mean, yeah, I like the Packers team overall more than the Bears. So, yes, give me the better team in basically what is a pick 'em. Give me the
Yeah.
Packers.
If I had to guess this line, like week one with what we know about the teams in Soldier Field, I would say it's probably like Packers minus three. And in Green Bay, I would say Packers minus six. So I'm pretty surprised it's Packers plus one for week one. Up next, though, I believe it's the Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Denver Broncos.
Hello?
Hello.
Oops, sorry, I'm back.
You could have. Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
I was just saying it up next. I don't think I don't know if you have anything else to add for the Bears Packers game.
No, I don't.
No.
It's gonna be the
Okay.
Packers. It's the Packers.
It's just the Packers.
They have a better team. Like I don't get where this notion people get that the just because the Bears have Justin Fields that they now have the better team. They don't have the better anything, I don't think, other than maybe quarterback.
Even then, I wouldn't be shocked if Jordan Love is better. So yeah. I don't understand those takes. Like projecting the Bears to win like nine games, I mean, it's crazy to me. And some people have done that, so I think it's completely stupid. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I
So
just
who do
don't
you
see it.
got, Raiders Broncos? Because my pick is obvious.
I'm actually gonna say Las Vegas plus four.
You're crazy.
I don't think they win the game, but I do think they cover the spread. I think it's a 3-point game.
I don't think they win the game, and I don't think they cover the spread. I think they are a dumpster fire team, along with the team that we're gonna have on last. That apparently a lot of people don't agree with. So, yeah, no, the Raiders are a dumpster fire. They are a constant source of content. So, thank you, Oakland Raiders. And, enjoy losing in embarrassing fashion to the Denver Broncos.
I think it's a closer game. I think it's a 3-point game. Broncos like 24-21. I wouldn't be shocked with that. I
I'd
think
be
the
shocked.
Raiders are.
You just gave the Raiders 21 points. You're a bolder man than me.
Yeah, it's a division game, and the Raiders are usually giving the Broncos some trouble as of late. I know you don't like Jimmy Garoppolo, and you don't like the team overall. But now with Josh Jacobs back, I think it's a decent team, and I don't think the Broncos are world beaters at this moment. I still don't believe that it was just a fluke last season for us. I do think some of the part was the coaching staff and so on, but I still think part of the issue was Russ and will still be Russ, and his like tendencies to play Euro ball when it's not necessary. It was the issue in Seattle as well. But I mean, I'm giving them the win. I just think it's by less than 4 points. So we do disagree on this one. Do you think
Yes.
it goes over or under?
Like the Broncos shellack the Raiders by
No.
more than 4 points. Yes, I do think that
No,
happens.
no, no. I'm saying, do you think the line goes over or under on the total?
Oh, hell no. This is under. This
This
is
is
under.
under?
This is under.
So you're just
This is
expecting like what, 24 to
this
0?
th no, this is gonna be a no, this is gonna be a terrible game. This is gonna be like a 10-7 game, I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, 10 to 7,
This
then
is
give it to the Raiders.
I guess that's true, but still, I don't think there's gonna be a lot of points scored in this game.
Okay. You just think the Raiders offense won't be one move, basically.
What Raiders offense?
Well, we do disagree on this one. So we do disagree on some
Yes.
games, which is not
No, 100%. All right, next up. Oh man. Dallas Cowboys at New York Giants. Cowboys favored by 3. Give me the Giants. Just give me the Giants.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride the chip. Give me the New York Giants. At home,
For
plus three.
a lot of the same reasons that I wanted the Houston Texans, the Dallas Cowboys, like the identity the Dallas Cowboys should have is obvious, right? They should be passing it a bunch. But here's the thing. Kellen Moore is gone. Mike McCarthy is now calling plays. They are going to be a lot more boring than they have any right to be. And no, just give me the Giants. I think the Giants went outright too. Just give me the Giants.
I think so as well. I think the Giants win this game. Because, I mean, I like the coaching staff more. I like the pieces that they brought in throughout the offseason, especially Darren Waller. I think Darren Waller will be unleashed this game. And it's a divisional game. It should be a good one. It's our first Sunday night football game. And yeah, prime time. I think the Giants plus three makes all the sense in the world, especially like in a division game. Give me the under though. I don't think the game goes over. Prime time game, two divisional teams meeting up. I don't think it goes over by any chance. It's gonna be one of those like 22-17 games, 22-14 games or so, and the Giants win it. So we are in the same page here.
Yeah, I think the Giants could score more points and the Cowboys could be a lot more catastrophic because they don't know how to call an offensive play to save their life with the weapons they got. But
I'm not sure I'd give a lot more points to the Giants though, because the best player on the field is still with the Cowboys at the end of the day, and it's Micah
CeeDee Lamb.
Parsons. No, Micah.
You mean on offense and defense? Yeah,
Yeah.
Micah Parsons easily.
Micah Parsons. Yeah, I think it's the best player in like overall across both defenses and both offenses. I think the best player on the field is Micah Parsons. So I don't think that the Giants pull away too much, but I do think they win it. It's close.
I don't know if it's close for me. I don't like the cow. I think this is a trap game and a week one trap game.
Think that the Cowboys just get destroyed?
I think there's a high chance, higher than normal chance, the Cowboys lay an egg on this game.
That would be shocking. America's team in the first Sunday night football game.
It would be great. So, second to last game. Buffalo Monday Night Football. Buffalo Bills at New York Jets. Buffalo favored by 2.5 points. Who you got?
Mean the Buffalo Bills? I just, it's too much for the Jets. I'm starting to see way too much love for the Jets.
There's a lot of
And
the Jets out there.
yeah, I mean, I don't hate Salah, as the net coach. I don't think they're like Salah is as good as he has been made to be, and the offensive coordinator is pretty darn bad. I don't love the Bills coaching staff as well, but I do think that Josh Allen comes out swinging, and division game it is in New Jersey, but I mean it's not a long ride for the Bills or anything. But yeah, give me the Bills minus 2.5. I think they win it and they make a statement that they're still the team to beat in the AFC East.
So I am very, very, very conflicted on this one because on one hand, I do like Buffalo's roster. I think outside of maybe the Eagles, they have the best roster in the NFL. That said, the Jets now have Aaron Rodgers to go along with that defense. I don't necessarily know if the Jets need to put up a bunch of points. And just put up like enough points. Like, can Aaron Rodgers get you to 24, 28? I think there's a better than normal chance that the Jets pull off this Monday night football game with a win. I think I'm gonna go them. I'm gonna go with the Jets.
Until I see it, I don't want to put a lot of bets in the Jets because, I mean, I don't know. It could just be that Aaron Rodgers really is toasted and it won't end up great. Plus, the running game probably won't be there. Dalvin Cook, very few weeks in the training camp. I think he had time off to be with his family and so on. I believe it was like is like very young son. I believe it was it I he was born like relatively soon, a few weeks ago or a few months ago. And Breece Hall, apparently they are managing his touches in week one.
Yes, which they should coming off that injury.
Yeah. So I don't think the running game will be there. I think passing wise, the options are okay. Apart
They're
from
better
Garrett
than
Wilson.
anything Aaron had after Davante Adams left Green Bay.
Maybe.
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 I'm not like 100% sure about that anymore. But we shall see.
Are you off the Garrett Wilson train?
I don't know if I'm off of the Garrett Wilson train, but I'm starting to realize that the difference between Garrett Wilson and Christian Watson might not be as big as I expected
Huh?
it to be.
You're coming over to the dark side with me?
I still like Garrett Wilson.
Uh-oh.
But I mean, Christian Watson, I think Christian Watson is a different type of cat.
I picked Christian Watson everywhere in my dynasty drafts, just about.
And he traded them to me in the main one.
Yes, I did. I had to get Jamar Chase home, man. But ignoring that, yeah, I think the Jets, like I said, I don't think they'll be the best defense in the NFL, but I don't think they have to be. Can you be a top 10 defense? I think that's possible for the Jets. So
Do you think the game goes over, though?
yes.
Yes.
Especially if they are limiting Breece Hall's touches. What that tells me is they're going to be passing a lot more. I think that this could be the explosive game the Jets have if there's going to be one.
Most like most of the other games that we have talked about, I think it's going to be another low-scoring game. I think the Bills win it. I think they win it by around 4. So I think it's a 24-20 game
I don't
with
know.
one.
Unless your name's the Cincinnati Bengals, it seems like that to beat the Bills, you got to put up points.
And I don't think the Jets will be able to. I think the Jets won't score more than 17 to 20 points.
I think that's, I mean, with Aaron Rodgers and all those pieces, I think it's a possibility. I think there's a very good possibility that happens.
think it will take a time, some time to gel and to get all those pieces in place. And until the running game is set, I don't think the offense will be great. I think it will be better than last year, of course. But until that running game is set and the pieces are healthy, I don't expect it to be that great of an offense, to be frank. So
I
yeah, give
disagree. I
me
think
the
that's
under again, and the Bills -2.5.
okay. And now we've gotten to the final team. Dumb teams. Dumb. Da dum 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 dum. Da dum 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 dum. Jaguars at Colts. Jaguars favored by 5 points. Who you got?
Like, my mind is telling me the Jaguars, because even when the Jaguars are like bad and the Colts are good, even in, like, for example, that Watson year, Watson, no, Wentz year, where they basically just needed to beat the Jaguars to reach the playoffs, and it was that bad of a Jaguars team, they still lost. And I believe it was like the Urban Meyer year, like last game of the season, they still lost to the Jaguars. But my heart is telling me Anthony Richardson comes out slinging. So give me the
Slinging.
Colts +5.
I don't care what this line could have been. It could have been 10 points. It could have been 21 points. It could have been 28 points. I probably still would have picked the Jaguars. Give me the Jaguars in a shellacking of the dumpster fire that is the Indianapolis Colts.
You'll be surprised.
No,
Division
I
game.
won't.
I think it will be close, and I think the Colts have a real shot here. I don't
There's a
think.
difference between being in a division game and being an absolute dumpster fire, and the Colts are an absolute dumpster fire.
I do think they won't win the game outright, but
It's not going to happen.
I think they covered the spread. I think it's a close Jacksonville Jaguars win, where they score a late field goal and win it by 3. Give me the
I think it's not a,
Jaguars.
I think it's a close game up until the kickoff. Like,
When it's 0-0, it's close. No, give me. I think the Jaguars win. I think they win 27-24.
When do you see 24 points on this team?
Yes. Give me Anthony
Where?
Richardson. Anthony
Where?
Richardson will shock you.
What? 24 points?
Yes. I think
No.
I actually one of my favorite like future bets that I've
I don't
seen.
know if I see 14 points.
Yeah, I think Anthony Richardson just comes out swinging, and I think his rushing ability will really show up here. In his first game, I wouldn't be shocked if he breaks like
Imagine
100 rushing
this
yards.
happens. Imagine this happens. You just say that the Colts come out swinging. The Jaguars get the ball. They score on the first possession. And Anthony Richardson turns the ball over on their first.
Oh,
That
it
is.
will turn the ball over. I'm totally down for that. I do think he has like over 100 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, maybe after the game's over. Maybe to make it 31-14.
As I said, one of my favorite bets, like future bets this year, it's Anthony Richardson over 10 rushing touchdowns. I think you can get like +700 odds on it.
I don't know if I'd even bet that.
I think at +700, I would be down for that. Unfortunately for me, Portugal doesn't have it, but
I
I would totally be down for that.
don't know if I'd be comfortable making any kind of bet on the Colts.
Believe.
What's the over under on them to how many games do they have? Does Can I bet on that right now? Hold on, let me see. Because no
What
matter
their
what
win
that number
total?
is, yeah, their win total. What the number is, I'm betting the under. Hold on.
Okay. I think you can
NFL
still.
passing halves. Is it futures?
Yeah, it should be futures.
That's the Super Bowl. No, that's just the Super Bowl.
You can probably find it at like DraftKings
Wins.
and
Here it is. Here it
totals.
is. Wins. Wins. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Regular season wins. Where are you, Colts? Baltimore Ravens, Carolina Panthers. Colts, 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 Colts.
Indianapolis Colts. It's 6.5.
I'm so on that under.
And it's a plus
So.
money as well. Go nuts. I mean, 4.5 wins. The under is
Oh, you
350.
can change it. You can change.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm gonna change this. Let's go 3.5. What's that? 650?
Go 2.5. It's plus 900.
So if.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
What was the line that you picked? You cut off there,
So,
I
yeah, I
believe.
cut out. So now here's the
Yeah.
question. What is higher odds? The Colts to win 2.5 or the Colts to win? What's the most wins you can give someone? 11.5?
11.5, it's plus 11,000, is it?
11,000. Oh wait, you can bet under. I was looking at the under. Under is plus 900. So that means there's bet they you will get a higher payout if you bet the Colts win 11.5 games than if they win less than two, three.
Be frank, I don't think they will win less than two.
Yeah, I think they got 3 wins in them. It's just not
Yeah.
this one, Chief.
I don't think it's this one, but I do think they have a lot more than three wins. I do think they have I mean I would just hit the
I
over
mean,
on the 6.5.
just being in the vicinity of the Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans, I think will get them there. But
I mean, versus the Texans is just two free wins. So.
yeah,
Oh no,
exactly.
that's a team you can bet the under on the wins. Like under 3.5 is plus 500. Sign me up.
There you go. So, I think unless you got something else, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I think we went over all of the games. Give
I
our
think
picks.
we went like an hour and a half too.
Yeah, I will keep track of those, and we will basically come next show with the results, see who is winning.
It's gonna be me, spoiler alert.
We should find like a prize for whoever has more like question like lines right by the end of the season.
Loser has to buy the trophy for the league.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no bass in your voice now.
I mean,
Yeah.
my question is, how are you going to send it to Portugal?
Oh, that would so suck.
Yeah,
I don't
not only.
I think I would offer you whatever the value of that trophy is in cash. Like, I think that would be easier.
It would. I think it would suck. I don't say like the customs and so on. It's terrible to send things here.
I'd
Even
have to
from like,
send it to your address and then you'd get it like in 2020, like five.
yeah, probably 2026. I would
Right.
just ask like the customs to ship it back whenever they were done because someone else had won it.
Oh no, we're getting a trophy every year, baby. Screw
Oh, a
that.
new one. I thought it was the same.
Oh no! Listen. I know we tinkered with the idea of it being a title belt, but you still the old champion still keeps the title belt because you still won the damn belt. You're keeping your trophy, damn it.
Alrighty.
But now is that incentive enough for you to actually win this year? Who knows?
Probably not, let's be frank. I was actually looking at my team today, and it's probably the weakest my team has been. So
it's you're like looking at it and you're like scratching your head and you're like, no.
I'm not seeing Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Ja'Marr Chase is over here now.
I'm just
no. You do
lost.
Have you do have Chris Olave and Christian Watson. And honestly, looking back on that deal, I might actually take it back. I don't know.
I think it was necessary at that point. I also managed to get like
for both of us,
DK,
yeah.
DK Metcalf now. But it's like I'm starting three Seahawks any given week, so I'm not super thrilled at that.
We'll see.
Like Lockett is probably starting, and K-9 is probably starting as well. He has no competition there, so.
All right, well, we need to sign off here soon. At some point. So if you got this far, thank you for watching. You're listening. God, watching. God, you can tell I'm tired. go check out the basketball podcast. Eventually, we'll have someone from the basketball podcast on this, even if it's 2025. And
same year the title gets here.
Yeah, exactly. The same year that Alex gets his fantasy football trophy. And yeah, there's a donate button if you want to donate. Alex, you're better at asking people to give us 5 stars, so there you go.
Yeah, don't forget to rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening. Helps the show quite a lot, helps us also, and write all of the reviews that you want. We are also always pretty pretty happy to read those, so give us all the feedback that you have.
Let's go. All right. Oh crap, I accidentally hit join, not stop. See you guys next week, or there's an off chance we might be dropping an episode Friday. We shall see.
See you guys.
See ya.
Peace.